I think about this.
I certainly won't do it. I mean, the sun shines up, so you can't take his place if possible. But I want to say we were up to. We are Sholi and I are up to. This is a sharm. That's what I want to say on. We're in Per Gimel on Klal HaDavar. It's Klal HaDavar. It's towards the beginning of Per Gimel. I guess are we all the same sharm? It's Per Chafes, page Chafes. But I want to share terms like this. We spoke about the Indian of Cheshbon HaNefesh, going through a big fakech, a mice, a person checking out his actions. And we spoke about not just seeing that if you ask around, you took a poll, why should you do Cheshbon HaNefesh? So the average person will tell you to see the bad you're doing. We spoke about that the purpose of Cheshbon HaNefesh is also to see the good you're doing. We spoke about this yesterday. The Cheshbon HaNefesh is to see the good you're doing and to mechazek it weiter. So I want to share with you something that I think is a davar chashuv, yediyah chashuva. It's very relevant to chinuch, it's relevant to other things, and it's on this nekud of seeing our own ma'isim, knowing why we, understanding ourselves, and even seeing our ma'ilas, not knowing what our ma'ilas are, appreciating them, understanding them as follows. And this is one of the main purposes of Cheshbon HaNefesh. I want to bring it out like this. There are two types of movements. I want to explain a little, but this will explain a lot also the meeting we had downstairs with the whole yeshiva. And this has everything to do with this Cheshbon HaNefesh as follows. There are two types of movements that can be built in Klal Yisrael. This is true by the Goyim also, but let's talk with Klal Yisrael. There's a type of movement that's built on the charisma of the leader. You have a leader who's a charismatic person. It might be I'm not coming to Dan up on movements. I know nothing about Lubavitch, zero. I never study. I know nothing about the movement. I know Rav Victor Miller says very lofty things on the Rebbe, but I know nothing about the movement. I never studied it. As well as I don't think the Olam studied it. I don't think anybody here could say what the movement represents or ideals. Maybe Yochanan can, probably Yochanan can. But most of them doesn't know much about it. So I'm not coming to speak, I just need a tear. There's a movement can be built on the charisma of a leader. You have a leader who's amazing, who's dynamic, who's a great speaker, who's maybe even a person of Kedusha, an elevated person. And the movement, thousands can file around one person. And the whole movement can be built on the charisma of one man, on the tzidkus of one man, on the leadership, on the Kedusha of the Chulub. That's one type of movement. What happens is such, and I'm not, there's another type of movement that's built on ideas. That's not built on people, it's built on ideas. I should have been mocked with the following kasha that bothers me for years, and I believe now the kasha doesn't bother me at all. If the learning parak of Gimel Mesis Hasharim, I decided in the last week that I'm no longer, I'm minus, and I like walking around with kashas that I have, for, that I don't accept the weak answers, and I'm minusing this from the list, because I believe I know the answer. I went to Rai Per, I think Ephraim was there, I knew Rai Per in this a lot, and I've gone to others to ask them. It bothered me tremendously as follows. I know I'm jumping around. I think when after we're done, you understand I'm getting it. Not that my ramblings are that of you. In the Torah, a funny thing with these parashas, you ever read a Gadol book? You read a book about Rav Victor Miller, about Rav Moshe Feinstein, and you're blown away by the awesomeness of the person. Rabbi said, if somebody was zaycheh to see a Steinman for a minute, to appreciate the kedusha of the person, to appreciate just this sheer knowledge of the person, the yershamayim of the person, shtelz the chorda of this Avraham Avinu. It's not shayach mitzayir, the godless of Avraham Avinu. It's not shayach, Avraham Avinu, the godless is incomprehensible for us to we couldn't picture our wildest imagination, we couldn't picture the goyim. You go back to the Rashba, go back to Amoira, Tana, a Navi, go back to Avraham Avinu, it's impossible. Yaakov Avinu's face is on the Kisei HaKavod. As I state in Chazal, Yaakov Avinu's face is on the Kisei HaKavod. Go try to picture Yaakov Avinu. It's the actual Tzayah, the godless, the awesomeness. So it bothered me for years. Why is the Torah written, I don't want to say so poorly, but why couldn't it explain to us the godless of our others? I was in B'nai Shalom one week, and Rabbi Harris was speaking about David HaMelech, last week's parasha was, last year. And he was saying over the Torah in English about David HaMelech. And I was turning red. I didn't blame him. He was just saying the English. He was saying over the story. I was turning colors. I was so embarrassed. You know what Dovra Melch was? The Kedusha and the Tara. You don't know. We don't know. We can't. If you think we see a Shtaim, we see a Gogol today. This is a me'ainu of Dovra Melch. Dovra Melch. On Ye'ilah, when we feel we're screaming, when we scream Baruch Shem Fei Masalam Ve'er at our highest moment, we don't have the thought at his lowest moment. When he had his Yerida, Dovra Melch. We're not yoyu to one thought of Dovra Melch. The awesome, when we would sit in his presence, we would tremble with awe from Dovra Melch, from the perfection of the man. And you read a Navi about him, and you walk away like, it doesn't exactly sell the person. You walk away a little confused. Avraham Avinu, so we know, okay, did a nice Mach Nesayr. It's beautiful, Maisa, is Mach Nesayr. But you don't walk away reading the Torah to the awesomeness of the person. Fakert, in the Torah about all our great leaders, you told false, and Maisha Rabbeinu. Good, so we know about Moshe. When you read it in the book, I always wonder, guy reads the Bible, what they think about Moses. Interesting, you know, some of his faults, he did this sin, not bad, sometimes, you know, once I did something nice, sometimes he doesn't listen to Hashem, Hashem says, do this, talk to the rock, he hits the rock, he's pretty, not bad. Why didn't the Torah? The Torah could have done as good. They're not as good as, Hashem's not as good writer as Shimon Finkelman. The Shimon Finkelman writes about a God, all its passion, he does an amazing job. So why did the Torah do that? The Tarkat's a Kiddush Shemayim, it's amazing what he does. He writes about a God, and you walk away, you understand the God. Why did the Torah do that? Walk away, blow us away. Hashem's the best writer ever in the world. Hashem's perfect, Tamim. So write about Avraham Avinu, blow us all away. Write about, and just the truth, no guzma. Hashem doesn't exaggerate. Just tell us the truth, and we'll all be shocked. We'll hear about Avram, the true Avram's thoughts, what Avram Avinu's actions used to be. We all faint. You hear about the Goyim, that in Akdama to the Goyim of Shulchan Aruch, the sons write about the Goyim, your mouth drops open. So Hashem's as good a writer as the Goyim's sons, so write about Hashem, write about Avram Avinu in that way. And I believe the chat's like this. I believe, again, there are two types of movements. There's a movement that's built on the personality of the person, the tzidkus of the person. That's one type of movement. There's another movement that's built on ideas. It's built on ideals and ideas. The movement that's built on the charisma of the person, when the person themselves nifter, the movement shakes. It's dangerous for the movement. It's extremely dangerous. Because what were the ideals in the movement? So you might have had a leader of Kedusha V'Tara, people surrounded. Now the person leaves, what's with the movement? It's dangerous. However, a movement that's built on ideals, that's built on shittas, it might be a charismatic leader. It might be a leader of charisma put in ideals, which I'm not coming, when I spoke with Lubavitch, certainly the Rebbe put in ideals. When I'm just moving more at seer of movements and to see the two ways a movement can be built. When it's built on ideals, maybe a charismatic person and a leader for Kedusha put ideals into a movement. But now the ideals are what holds the movement together. And all the people are all united under those ideals. When that person moves on, so the movement stays b'chol toikvay. Because the movement wasn't built on one person. It was built on an ideal. And I believe that the Pshat that Torah doesn't speak about Agdolim in a certain oifen is because it's saying Avadi they were perfect. They were people that are awesomely perfect. Awesome people. But it doesn't speak because the Torah is not built, our Yiddishkeit is not built on people. When Avram's Nifter, it still goes over to Yitzchak. A Yitzchak to Yaakov to the Shvatim, v'chulu, till it reaches us. Because it's built on Torah. It's built on Emes. It's built on Hashem's ideals. It's not built on one human being. It's built on all of us. Mikabel ol malcho shemayim. Mikabel the yoke of Hashem's rulership on ideals. So the Torah doesn't spend its time speaking about any one God, because it's not built on that. It's not built on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu certainly is the one who gave over these ideals, who passed ideals to Yitzchak, to Yaakov. But it's built on ideals, not on the person. Which is why till today people are Maisa Nefesh and give up their lives. Because it wasn't totally, when one person was gone, it still carried on. It carried on the Torah and the truth of the Torah. So When a person has tzidkus, every single person here, this the Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, I once read years ago, I'm not an expert, I'm the furthest from knowing much Rav Tzadok HaKohen, or his son. But I once read years ago Rav Tzadok HaKohen say, when I was in the mirror, where he says that every single person has a midah that's karev to the tachlis in perfection. Everybody has milus. But if a person doesn't study himself and understand his milus, figure out exactly how he does it, why he does it, when he does it, he can't pass it on. He may even have talmidim and children that are positively impacted, because he himself has milus, and his children may be impacted, but it won't go the dayus. If he doesn't look at his maisim and learn his good, I'm not talking about bad maisim. If he doesn't study his good parts, you have a guy who's naturally a masmid. He's naturally, his tendencies towards asmada. And he learns by asmada. You might see his children even learn with some asmada just by the way you'd be near him. But if he doesn't do this, what Mrs. Hashem's talking about in Perek Gimel, of being mispoinim b'maisav, he doesn't even notice his asmada. He doesn't see it in how he does it. He doesn't analyze himself. He doesn't notice it. He's not mechazik it. He doesn't even do a little bit of a study. What, Ebbs, how do I do it? I know I do the shtickle naturally, but is there something that is misayeg? He does it without thought. It's very difficult to give over, to teach to the next one. So his asmada may, just by way of people being around him, may give it given over. But he can't share with other people how he does it, so it can't be given over as a whole ideal, as a whole way in Mahalaf. He himself has midas tayrus that he's not matched, that he never focused on, he just has it. So he can't give it over to children, he doesn't study it. The part of the Yisayid of Cheshvan HaMais is to study ourselves and to notice good things about ourselves. And to say, wow, you know, I notice I have this good trait, I want to give it over to my children. I want to give it over to my Talmidim. I felt Stam, that meeting we had in Yeshiva, we're surrounded in Yeshiva by special Yidden. I'm standing right there in the spot, right, sun and shine, you have right, Kesnam Afunu Bechul, right, Bernstein, you have special Yidden, Heilige Yidden. If we don't set forth though, the personalities can impact the people by themselves, no question. Just being around, right, Bernstein's going to impact, you can't not be a little bit more of a tzaddik if you're around them. You don't smile a little more, you're around them, you don't daven better. You watch him daven, you don't daven better, the value of daven better. But if we don't study it, if we don't set out specific, what are the ideals, if we don't speak it out, if we're not mifakech, we don't set up a mission, this is what we're striving for, if we don't have such meetings as we had last Thursday night, so then it remains just people, built around people. Anything built around people is dangerous. We live only 120, I might say. There's Hashem, Langa Yaron, for all of us. But a person's mugbal, but if they can get down, if they could do a cheshbon nefesh, and they can get down to the specific ideals, they could live, they go on and on and on and on. If the person studies it and is aware of it and sets, now Avraham Avinu's house, Rav Avigdor Miller said this over, and he didn't say his source. If Ari Farkas told me it's a Zayar, I think he said it's a Zayar, if Ari Farkas told me, Rav Avigdor Miller says it without a source. He says that the Beis HaMikdash was only an imitation of Avraham Avinu's house. The Beis HaMikdash was an imitation, it's a me'ein of the bayis of Avraham Avinu. Avigdor Miller says it on the tape. I listened to the tape about 6 or 7 times. I've committed the entire tape from beginning to end. I brought it on about 6 or 7 trips because it's an unbelievable tape where he speaks about the bayis of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's bayis was a bayis that all the godless we see today in Klal Yisrael, we see Rosh Steinman, was built on Avraham Avinu's bayis. Because it was built on ideals. It wasn't built, Avraham Avinu could have been an amazing person, but if it wasn't clearly understood himself, and clearly given over to others, then it wouldn't last as long. Certainly would have an impact, and it could last a little bit, but not. It can't last. I'd be as good as said that, it can't last that long. But Avraham Avinu, the Pshat, has worked for many, many years, from 3 to 48, and then further. That was even Ashkacha, that Avigdor Miller learns, why he didn't have a child. Again, I don't know his source. He's usually quoted, it's usually taken from places. But he says he didn't have a child until he was 100 years old. Avraham Avinu, until 99, didn't have a child, because goof that he should be perfected before he has the child, that all the ideals should be set up exactly. So be given to Yitzchak as a full picture. So Yitzchak was Avram and Sarah already perfected. He describes Avram and Sarah used to go for walks, and again, I don't know where he's quoting from. He used to go for long walks and learn together. Sarah was his biggest, was his talmidah, was his student, and they would walk together and learn together and shtag together until they both reached a tremendous degree of perfection. It was very clear their ideals, and Yitzhak was born through a home that the ideals were set up very, very clearly. Such a home will last till today. When the person says, "I'm going to be a nice, from a guy," I don't know, I'm not such a complex guy. I don't know, you know, just have nice things. He doesn't do this what the Mesillas Yesharim says. He doesn't have a clear cheshbon, a clear, even if it's good ma'isim. And he does good ma'isim, maybe a tzatzik of a guy, a tire guy, but it's not clear to what am I doing. It's not a clear zach. There's somebody I know who's got a huge balmidus, and he has a midah that any time somebody cracks a joke, he laughs. It's a beautiful midah, because a mola guy cracks a poor joke, somebody just looks at the guy. Makes the guy feel terrible. This guy feel like 2 cents. So he has a midah, he laughs. So I once told him he had this midah, it was borrowed to me. This I never said, I said it before that somebody has this midah. I once pointed out to me, he has this midah, he never knew he had the midah. If he studies that he has the midah, it was a natural thing. It was maybe worked in other midahs. You never particularly noticed this. If you're not mifakeach al ma'isim, you don't notice it, so you're not going to teach it to others. If you notice it, if you realize it, becomes an ideal. It's a good thing to teach to others. There are many, many things in life like this. If we don't study ourselves, like Rabbi said, it's an amazing thing. Cheshbon HaNefesh is a horrible rap. The world thinks that if you don't learn Perek Gimel Maseiach Yesharim, you think the purpose of doing the Cheshbon HaNefesh is to discover all the bad things you do. That's what you think the purpose is. It's not true. That's only one aspect. There certainly is an aspect of the Cheshbon HaNefesh. One of the purposes of checking out your actions is to study the good things you do. It's to be mechazik them. Amol, you read a book. Amol, in the badness, a neighbor gave us a book. A book on how to talk to kids, listen to how to listen to kids talk. I think that was the name of the book. So, obviously, who sent a good book? The book? It happens to be a very yasher book. Very yasher. So you read things in the book, some of the stuff, you say, I did that. But if you don't do a cheshbon HaNefesh and think about it, even when you talk to the wood, you're not going to train others. You're not going to be able to give it over. That would be a tragedy. You have a ma'ilim, you can't even give it to somebody else. What a waste. It's good. It's good that you have it. But if you can't share it with others, if you can't perpetrate it, so it has a limit. It ends. If it's something that we can do a cheshbon HaNefesh, we attract a little and come up with ideals, we can give these ideals over to our children. And have a clear, we want to teach, what's our game plan? I'm a nice guy. No, we have a game, we want to have a family. Are there some ideals that I so badly want to give over to my kids? So we have a cheshbon HaNefesh, we've gone through our actions, we have a specific list of ideals that we want to give to our children. We even have some ways of acquiring them. We sat down with ourselves and said, you know what, how did I do this? And I saw my life just happen. Can I sit down, can I discover when I was able to do it, how I was able to do it? If we can come to some conclusions, some tricks that make me more successful, less successful, then those plans, we can perpetrate them. We can give them to Talmidim, friends, children. That's a major, major purpose of cheshbon HaNefesh, and something that can be used by all. Let's read something, just to dash it away, let's push a little biker. Klal HaDavar. The general rule, Ye'odah ma'ayin al ma'isa kulam. A person should be ma'ayin to all his actions, mifakech al kol drachav, and mifakech, and carefully watch all his ways, shlelaniach la'atzma yehergol ra umidah ra. He shouldn't leave for himself a hergol ra, just a bad habit and a bad midah. Certainly an avera and a negligence. He shouldn't leave for himself. I see a purpose for a person. To be careful and measure his ways every single day. Like great businessmen. They're always measuring their ways. They're always doing what's the word businessmen do, like take stock of their business in order that they don't mess up. The yikva itim v'shoyses, they should set up times for this. His measuring, this is a very important point, shouldn't be aroi. Shouldn't be just punk whenever he thinks it, once he's in the shower, he makes it, which is good also, it's not bad. But that's not what it should be. Shouldn't be an aroi, shouldn't be a temp once in a blue moon. Ella b'kviyas gadol, should be the great kviyas. Ki rava kliyadu, because great is the gain. Should be b'kviyas, the person who has set times to make a cheshbon. V'cham zechrein l'vracha, reinu b'feirish, sayach cheshbon hazeh. They teach us openly, explicitly, the need for such a cheshbon. V'umah she'amru zechrein l'vracha, al-kein yoymer ha-mayshlum bo cheshbon. The Mishnah, the rulers tell us to make a cheshbon. Al kein yomer ha-Mishnah v'yitzram. Those that rule over the Yetzer tell us, boi v'nechashim cheshbon shloilam. Go and make cheshbonus. Hefsid mitzvah keneged tzvara. The loss of a mitzvah keneged the gain. Uzchar aver keneged hafseda. And the gain of aver keneged what you lose from it. V'zeh, and this is because, ki eitz ha-mitis, the only true advice, hazois, la-yuchlu lasi sois of la-liri samita. It can't be given and it can't be seen the truth. Only those that escaped from the Yetzer and ruled over him. It's an Arichos. We only have 5 more minutes and I feel a little pressure. The Eidlum that we learn together every night, so Be'ez Hashem will go slowly. Well, here's my one chance to speak to the Eidlum. So I would like to, one chance, but on this is a Sharam. So I'd like to, I have for my father, it excites me on this is a Sharam. I have something for my father. He used to say Shiram, might say Shabbos, Val Batim on this is a Sharam. I was a little kid, but I remember one thing that he said over the years. I've asked him about it also since. On this Mitzvah Sharm, and I would like to share with them as follows. Yeah, 5 minutes, I shouldn't say, 5 minutes, I'm not going to get fully with my father discussed. Maybe a different time we'll have that. But just to speak about this Mitzvah Sharm as follows. Mitzvah Sharm quotes a passage, Chazal Darshan. It says, Al-Kain Yomer HaMoshlim, Vov V'Nechashim Cheshbon HaShalaylam. Those that are Moshlim HaYetzer, tell people make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. And Mr. Shem's going to go long arichos that a guy is trapped in a maze. A guy's trapped in his maze, and he doesn't know which way to go. So he said somebody who's been through the maze has to tell him what to do. And what does that person tell him what to do? What does that person tell him what to do? He tells him, go make a cheshbon. He's already been through the maze, so he could tell you to go make a cheshbon. There are 2 things I want to bring out in the Sisa Sharim. Thing number one is my father, well, I'll say to my father, Bikitsa. My father says in the home of Sisa Sharim, which is a book on growth, he never once says about asking a Rebbe anything besides this parak. The whole book on growth, you think would be sitting by a Rebbe and tell the Rebbe, should tell you what to do. Only once in all Sefer, my father says, does the Sisa Sharim speak about having a Rebbe. My son tries to buck in and say, you can ask him if this is true. He says this the only time right here. And he says he's going to go into Arichos that when you're stuck in the maze, you need a Rebbe, somebody who's been through the maze. Now what does the Rebbe tell you? But really, the conversation really was, my father said, no place in the Sisa Sharim to speak on having a Rebbe. And I asked my father that in Perek Gimel does say. And my father responded, if you read it carefully, no one should read it carefully on their own, that in this Perek Gimel, when it says to have a Rebbe, in this Perek, he says, the Diyak is, he said, the Rebbe should tell you to make a Cheshbon. Now you would think, if I'm stuck in a maze, and somebody's been through the maze, what would I ask him? I don't know which way to go. What would I ask him? Which way should I go? It's not what Sisa Sharim says. The Rebbe doesn't tell you which way to go. You know what the Rebbe tells you? Go think about it. Make a cheshbon. Al-Kain Yoymer HaMoshlim, those that are Moshe B'Yetzahara, those that have already succeeded, Tzadikim and Tamil Chamim, they have one thing to tell you, just think. Because the Yisrael of the Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael, is not the thing for you. The Yisrael of a Rebbe, and this is the whole, the rest of the parak very much speaks about having a Rebbe, and having somebody who needs to remind you to make a cheshbon. The Yisrael, they're people who live their lives, they base all their mistakes on Rebbeim. They mistreat family based on what the Rebbe, my Rebbe said, my Rebbe, I was calling the Rebbeim. They make decisions based on, my Rebbe said, they're not making cheshbonis themselves. Certainly a person should have a Rebbe. And certainly a Rebbe should help a person, assist a person in making sure. Certainly it should be mevarer, help you be mevarer that tzadim. But ultimately, the decisions are the person themselves. As if you don't, as Reb Chaim V'Lashin says, ask an eitz of asekis sechlecha. Reb Chaim V'Lashin, the Ruach Chaim. He says, ask advice and do as your wisdom says. He's medayik, the pasuk it says, he says, mayim amukim eitz of alev ish, v'ish chacham yidlena. Deep water, eitz is like deep waters in the heart of man, and a wise person draws it out. So he says, what are the wise men? The wise person tells you what to do. He says, no, he just draws the answers out of you. You have to decide. The wise person assists you in making the decision. You have to, the decision lies by you. And the Mishlam, the Yitzram, don't tell you what to do. They just remind you to make a cheshbon. People forget the cheshbon, they forget to sit down and make cheshbonis. The person who's been to Mishlam, the Yitzram, has to remind you. That's my friend, that's my Rifas, that's the kids of Russia, Krakow. The other thing I want to point out here, Beis Hashem will speak more about, the other issue here is that he says only the person who's been through the maze, Al-Kain Yagmar Moishna Mekacheshman. Now, to me, it's a shtickle shver. Even us, I've never been through the maze, we haven't reached these big darkness, we're not Moishna Mekacheshman. It seems rather obvious. Every one of us says, of course, you make cheshman on nefesh. Al-Kain Yagmar Moishna, only those who have been through the maze can think of this genius plan and make cheshbanis. These are not through the maze. If, tell me, a guy's even in the mushroom, a guy's going through a maze, he certainly has to think which way to go. Shouldn't he think which way to go? Only somebody who's been through the maze, that person is wise enough to tell you, Al-Kain Yaymar Mushroom, those who patrol the Eitzara, they could tell you Mechesh Bainus. Sounds rather funny. I mean, it sounds obvious to Mechesh Bainus. So what I have to assume, and this needs more work, it needs more thought, is certainly we will realize, every single person realizes, certainly it's important to make cheshbonos. Vayistayis, how much is the tzarich of it? Only those who've already been there can tell you. Vayistayis, as much as we think it's obvious, all of us sitting in the shekel, of course you make a cheshbonos. If I went around, do you think you should make a cheshbonos? Yes. Vayistayis, so that sakan of not making one, while it's clear to all of us, oh yeah, I think you should do it, definitely. Vayistayis, only those that are Moshe B'Yetzer, who have the full grasp of the Yetzer, understand that it's death not to make a cheshbon nefesh. Vayistayis, as much as we understand everybody here, we all would say make a cheshbon nefesh, Vayistayis, only a Moshe B'Yetzer understands fully how it's death not to. That person with such a grasp of the Yetzer understands the guy's tight. He's dead if he doesn't make a cheshbon nefesh. It is just meant to understand that we have without being Moshe B'Yetzer. Vayistayis, only the Moshe B'Yetzer that can give it to us so sharp in such a way that Al-Kain Yomar Moshe B'Yetzer Chash Cheshbon Shalom. The Moshe, those that have truly ruled over, to give how desperate it is to make Cheshbon Shalom. Rosh Hashanah.